present Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, Peter Jones and Barry Cryer in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And we're delighted to welcome back, after his recent triumph in the programme, to that fourth and vulnerable chair, Barry Cryer, to do battle with our three regular contestants of the game. And as always, I will ask them if they can speak for just 1 minute on some subject, phrase or word, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from that subject, if they can. And we'll begin the show this week with Clement Freud. And the subject, Clement, is distractions. Can you talk on distractions for 60 seconds, starting now?
I think the distractions I come across most frequently are folk dancing and incest. It's quite surprising. Whenever you look up, there is somebody doing it. And it is incredibly difficult to keep your mind on the subject in hand. For instance, the other day in St. Paul's Churchyard, there were some 48 men and women dressed in country garbs with bobbins hanging from their head and knee boots with bells upon them, doing something called Morris. I've used the word...
Derek Nimmo has changed.
Morris, his stage.
Yes,
no, I didn't want to say dancing again.
Well, we realised...
But I have half a point for a good challenge.
No, I was wondering why someone didn't challenge you the idea of the first two statements you made, doing them together, country dancing and incest. But that, I thought, was devious from the start.
And distracting.
Exactly. 25 seconds is left, Derek Nimmo. You have a point for a correct challenge. You take over the subject and you start on distractions now.
When two or more brothers and sisters are gathered together to country dance, I find this to be a great distraction. It's not necessarily in the...
Sorry? It was a verbal deviation or hesitation in that he went, ha, ha, ha. Even a repetition of ha.
It might have been a repetition. No, there was only a repetition of the sound, the of laughter, which...
That is exactly what repetition means. I mean, if it were a repetition of gesture, you don't punish people in a radio
show.
No,
not in just a minute, and you don't do the same for laughter.
Repetition of sound.
I would say that he managed to keep speaking through his laughter, and I think the audience would agree, would you? So Derek Nimmo keeps the subject and a point for a wrong challenge, and he has 18 seconds on distractions starting
now. One of the greatest distractions I've ever seen in my life is Clement Freud with his great beard covered in soup stains. He sits there glaring at that evil
Peter Jones is
hot from the Isle of Ely. What?
I'm sitting much nearer to him than Derek Nimmo is, and I can assure you he has no soup stains on his beard. Deviation.
How can you assure us of that?
Well, I'm telling you, he has...
It's a radio program. We've established that.
Well, I think my word is as good as Derek Nimmo's.
What? I will accept your word for it and give you a point for a correct challenge, and there are 13 seconds on distractions, Peter, starting now.
As I heard someone say once in a play, the road of life is hard and rugged. It's a wise man who leaps over the hedge occasionally and has some fun in the fields. In other words, diversions.
The whistle, which Ian Messiter blows for us, tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever's speaking at that moment gets an extra point. And Peter Jones, you were doing it then, so at the end of the first round, you have a commanding... No, you're not, you're in the lead.
I'm in the lead, but it's not a commanding one.
No. I know. Because you're sharing the lead with Derek Nimmo.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
But you both have a commanding lead over Barry Cryer and Clement Freud, who have yet to score.
Ah.
And, Peter Jones, will you begin the next round? The subject is where the money goes. No. Would you talk on that phrase for 60 seconds, starting now?
I know mine goes to the government. If you buy a bottle of brandy, you have to put money in a meter in order to get to the off-license, and then they take the tax or duty from the sale of the liquor. Then on your way home, you're as like as not to be stopped and fined because you smell of it. And so the money that you make or earn or even...
Kevin Froy.
Repetition of awe. There were three awes in that last phrase.
Yes, there was also hesitation when he thought the other ways he got his money. The, Clement, you have the subject after a correct challenge, and there are 19 seconds left on where the money goes starting now.
There's not much doubt but that we are in a period of great inflation. And as a farmer said to me the other day, apples are going up. To which I replied, this would come as a severe blow to Sir Isaac Newton. He spent so much of his life determining...
I think after that remark, you almost could have retired for the rest of the round, Clement, and the audience applauded you suitably, and you have got now 2 points, and you're equal alongside Derek Nimmo and Peter Jones at the end of that round. And the subject is Derek Nimmo's now, and he... Oh, I bet EMS has thought of this deliberately for Derek Nimmo. The listeners at home caught that noise. It's probably the ambulance coming to take me away because the subject that Derek is now going to talk about is Old Nick. And he usually goes with great gusto and venom about Old Nick, but he's going to try and talk on the subject. 60 seconds starting now.
The great god Pan, the devil, he who is unknown...
Barry Cryer.
Deviation. I don't think Pan symbolises the devil in any sense.
No, no, he was the god of the wood things on the little pipe, wasn't he?
Indeed, yes.
Who got round to these other meanings to Old Nick, apart from you? I don't want to talk about you. I know we always equate you with the devil, but it doesn't mean to say that... Like, I can talk...
But Barry Cryer was not acquainting me with the devil. You might have been, but Barry Cryer wasn't. He thought that Pan was deviation from Old Nick. And I would agree, Barry, and you have 54 seconds on Old Nick starting now.
Old Nick, the connotation commonly used, is the devil, Beelzebub, Mephistopheles, and such cognomens. The vision of horns... hooves, a tail, a fork, be it a treasure.
Derek Nimmo.
Hesitation.
Yes, I think
he was hell in there, I tell you.
He was doing very well, but he did run out of words there. And there are 39 seconds with you, Derek, on Old Nick, starting now.
That great fat slob who sits up there on this podium week after the same 7 days and adjudicates about this pregnancy. Great. Big, gross, ugly man. I loathe him. Old Nick, I shout every week when I come into the studio. How can I look at Old Nick getting more and more elderly? Every time I see him, the great eyes sagging, the dreary ears like a frog. Ears like a frog. With an 84-year-old mother.
The round of applause was for the glass of water that I threw over Derek Nimmo. But long before he got going, Clement Freud challenged him. We'll come back to your challenge, Clement.
Repetition of great.
Yes, you're perfectly correct. And you challenged when there was 30 seconds to go.
Oh, this, oh, this. I'll go in a minute.
You have 30 seconds on Old Nick, Clement, starting now.
This would be a short and popular way of referring to elderly Nicholas Parsons. Old Nick is the sort of phraseology which is used in, I suppose, the best circles who move within the British Broadcasting Corporation. But I have walked down streets in Hampstead, roads in St. John's Wood, avenues in Bayswater, and heard the populace cry, Old Nick, meaning that very man who is now sitting on my left, chairman of Just a Minute.
Who's going to speak next? Clement Freud is. Oh, the subject is a toast. Can you talk a toast for 60 seconds starting now?
My Lord Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, Your Highness, you chaps over there, not forgetting the bride's mother. This is the sort of toast which you would get at a congenial evening when a club or society gather in order to consume tomato soup, roast chicken, and ice cream. But toast is also a word used for bread which has been subjected to heat. A toast for which I have much time is called Toast Milba, and was in fact produced for the singer, Australian, of that name, who was very fat. And toast is...
Derek Nimmer has
hesitation.
Yes, I will give you that one, Derek, and you have 40...
Don't you want to know how to make it?
We know how to make it.
You don't.
Of course we do.
You don't.
Clement.
Not the time.
We know
for cooking
you're brilliant
things.
In the kitchen, but we'd rather play just a minute if
it's
you don't.
Quite have. Interesting.
Do you want to hear how to make.
You see, bad hotels always make it by cutting bread very thin and baking it, and is actually made by making a slice of ordinary bread into toast, cutting the rinds off, slitting a knife in between, and then toasting the other two sides in the middle. I just thought I'd tell you.
Somebody at the back just rushed home to make some. Derek Nimmer still has the subject, and there are 14 seconds on a toast, Derek, starting
Have
now.
I got to give a recipe as well, or not?
A challenge in a moment. Well done, Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
Well done. The rotation. Starting now. Derek Nimmer.
Hesitation.
Well done, Derek. 9 seconds on a toast, starting now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would ask you to raise your glasses and drink a toast to Old Nick. That dear fellow who adjudicates a widow's week with such charm.
Derek Nimmer, at the end of that round, you have taken the lead again, and you have 1 point now ahead of Clement Freud and Peter Jones. We'd like you to begin the next round, and the subject is Aries. And you have 60 seconds, as usual, and you start now.
Aries is an astrological sign of the zodiac, and I think it's an absolute load of codswallop, personally. It seems to me monstrous for people to believe that the position of the planet Jupiter will in some way influence their wretched coffee morning when they've read in the paper that it's a good day for entertaining. And I don't subscribe to this sort of thing. People are misled.
Barry Cryer has challenged.
Deviation, well away from Aries now into other areas.
I think that actually... yeah, all right, Barry, yes. You were going... Yes, he was getting onto coffee.
I speak as a ram.
With your hair like
that. Not very often.
to you. Barry, you... I agree with the challenge. There are 33 seconds on Aries starting now.
Aries, my astrological sign, the ram thrusting, forceful, magnetic, dynamic, charming, generous, hospitable, open.
Derek Nimmo.
Well, it just proves what Peter Jones is. It's a load of rubbish. He's nothing like that, is he? I mean...
So what is your...
Deviation.
No, he wasn't deviating
deviate.
From Aries.
No,
oh,
no,
definitely didn't deviate.
I was giving a dictionary definition.
It was more like monomania, really.
But he gets a point for it anyway, and there are 25 seconds left on Aries, Barry, starting now.
Brave, diffident, hesitation.
I know, you bluffed him out of that.
That was diffidence.
Yes, you were too diffident, I'm afraid. 21 seconds, Clement, on Aries with you, starting now.
It's often felt that people who are born between the 13th of June...
Derek Nimmer's
hesitation.
Oh, come on, if one doesn't stop between words, one becomes totally unintelligible.
There are 17 seconds left on Aries with you, starting now.
Between the...
Derek Nimmer...
Well, that was hesitation that time.
Clement Freud has another point, and there are 16 seconds left on Aries, starting now.
14th of June to 19th of September. This, in fact, is totally false. Because Aries is nothing like that. It is a sign of the zodiac, unlike Taurus, which is the 19th of March to the 21st of April.
No idea. No idea.
Clement Freud was then speaking when the whistle went. He started with Aries and finished with Taurus, which I thought was devious, but nobody else bothered to challenge. He's got a commanding lead at the end of that round. I won't tell you what everybody else has got, and I don't wish to embarrass them. And so let's go to Barry Cryer. Now, Barry, would you begin the next round? The subject is what I wrote on a wall. Can you reveal that in this program and keep going for 60 seconds without hesitation, deviation or repetition, starting now?
I like writing on walls. It's a habit. It's a habit. I was about to correct my mispronunciation of
I
Hobby
know you were. It was very bad luck. And as you were under great pressure,
yes.
Not only the fact that you've just returned after a very difficult ordeal, your first visit
Indeed.
Here, you're sitting next to Derek Nimmo, the most difficult player of the game.
He treated me very shobbily. Very shobbily.
Very shobbily. Yeah. And my wife has just arrived in the audience, which I knew through you, because I understand that, and all the other factors that were pressurizing.
Don't go on!
I feel there's absolutely no shadow of doubt that you should get a point for an incorrect challenge. Have 55 seconds on what I wrote on a wall, starting now.
Who is it? Was me. Oh, I thought...
Not you, no!
Hesitation, he didn't say anything then.
No. I write on walls as a hobby and a relaxation.
Well, hesitation, he hasn't said anything for ages, no.
He didn't hesitate, he started.
Barry,
you have
like
another
this?
Point, and there are 54 seconds on what I wrote on a wall, starting now.
It is a relaxation, a cause of solace to me. I write at my convenience, which is the most suitable place for... Nellie Melder is the toast of the town, and just underneath that I inscribed I love grills. Returning the following day, somebody had written underneath, you mean girls, you fool, and returning the following day, somebody else had written, no he doesn't, what about us grills. The other thing I
I'm afraid halfway through the joke you were challenged. I let it go because I wanted to hear the payoff.
Well, that's very nice.
At least I knew the payoff. I wanted the audience to hear the payoff.
Well, let's hear the payoff.
The payoff of the joke is actually, it said on the top of the tin, pierce and stand in boiling water.
Clement Freud, you actually challenged
yes.
time back. What was your challenge?
A repetition of returning.
When was he returning? Oh, he returned, that's right, he
Throw
returned.
Throw your mind back.
He returned.
I think
you'll
find the word was not returned on each occasion. There was a returned, and a returning.
No, returning.
And
no,
I wish to state quite categorically that that's an utter lie on my part.
Well, this person
right,
kept
I know
coming
it was
back.
A lie, and, but it was... I remember he did return to his convenience three times very rapidly. It must have been the beans that he pierced with the thing.
I'm anyway, not a regular member of the programme.
Standing in the boiling water. And anyway, Clement Freud, you have 32 seconds on what I wrote on a wall, starting now.
It seems to me that the subject, what I wrote on a wall, is an invitation to indulge in obscenities or graffiti of which one is personally the author. And as I have never done that sort of thing and disapprove very much of defaces of walls generally and obscenic authors in particular, it seems to me that the best thing I can do is sing a short
Barry
song.
Barry Cryer has challenged you.
I would challenge the definition of the word obscenic.
So would I, but I wouldn't be able to answer it.
It's exactly under the heading of deviation to challenge the inclusion of a non-existent
what
word.
What about obscenic? Do you think that's a
Always
good
it's
word?
There.
It's there. Oh, so I'm sorry. Ian Mester's ruled you out. I'm terribly sorry, Barry. Clement Freud.
And
obscenic
yet,
is with you. I mean, I'm sorry.
What's the difference between what's the difference between obscene and obscenic? Nick. That's great.
Good.
Peter, you don't say much when you have the subject, but what you say when you haven't is well worth every moment of it.
Are you going to answer the question?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It was an incorrect challenge, so Clement Freud has another point, and he has 8 seconds on what I wrote on a wall, starting now.
Grasping a piece of chalk and remembering what I ought to do, I did approach this wall and write upon it the word gap.
At the end of that round, Clement Freud has got a commanding lead. Derek Nimmo, would you begin the next round? The subject following that one is what I read on a wall. Would you like to tell us something about that subject in 60 seconds, starting now?
I read on this particular wall, no parking. Another one said Lexham Gardens. One said Whitehall Place. I remember a wall in Yugoslavia that had something on it. It was Agli Jovanbank, Leje Penabangini.
It became incoherent. I happen to speak perfect Yugoslavian. And I know that he stumbled over the second syllable.
And I would have thought that his accent was definitely from... It was more Dalmatian or Hepsagonia.
Serbo-Croat, wasn't it?
No, Hepsagonia, definitely.
Yes, well...
For that, I definitely award you a point for a correct challenge, and you have 45 seconds, Peter, on what I have read on a wall starting now.
Well, the door of this toilet was about 9 inches off the floor, and it said on the wall, beware of the limbo dancers.
Challenge.
Well, actually, a deviation, because he said he read it on the door. He didn't read it on the wall.
I don't mind where he read it. He deserves the point. And he gets a point for a wrong challenge, and he carries on with 25 seconds on what I read on a wall, Peter, starting now.
And in another place, I saw on the wall, the Romans came to Shrewsbury in 54 AD, and damn all has happened since. And it was signed by an American serviceman who gave his number and address. I remember that quite distinctly. Now,
Peter not so much kept going. He gave you very good value, so he didn't have to keep going much. You laughed so much, he was able to pause in between. And Clement, we come back to you again, and the subject is what I have not thought of. This is the last subject. Would you start now, 60 seconds, now?
Barbecue jelly eels, I think I haven't thought of for a very long time. You would have to catch the things which sting, and then...
Derek Nim has challenged.
Has dead.
I would agree, Derek, and you have what I have not thought of, and there are 49 seconds left, starting now.
I suppose really because he invented the steam engine that one doesn't often think of him these days because it's been superseded by diesel. And therefore, James Watt somehow has passed into oblivion, into the history books, and one doesn't quite attend to him in the same way.
Barry Cry.
I can't quite define it, but passing into oblivion and the history books at one and the same time, does that come under deviation or...
Definitely deviation.
Utter confusion or...
Confusion. Deviation. It could not be both. I agree, Barry. 34 seconds with you now on what I've not thought of, starting now.
I have not thought of shoe trees for months, nay, years. Shoe trees strike me as a banal subject.
Derek Nimmo...
Which I felt so strongly about I had to mention twice. It was so banal. I wanted to stress its banality.
Yes, but I'm afraid the banality has, alas, given Derek a point, and there are 26 seconds on what I have not thought of, Derek, starting now.
Witchetty grubs seldom pass through my mind these days, nor do power slugs, which are green things that sometimes one finds in New Zealand lurking under the sand. And I haven't, you know, even had the tiniest glimmer of a thought about those particular things for these many months. It is strange, isn't it, somehow, that the tinier creatures of this world do
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation.
I would agree, Peter, and you have 6 seconds on what I've not thought of starting now.
I haven't thought about the pier at Scarborough for several weeks.
Well, that was a very nice subject on which to finish this particular edition of Just a Minute. You probably guessed the result. This week's winner, once again, Clement Freud. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.